T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My buddy Jeff Katz, who is normally with us in the late afternoon. We've woken him up this morning. But you're up early. What time do you get up?
I am normally up around 5:30 or 6, so I'm there for the very opening words of the John Reed show.
I just wait for the text at some point. Like, okay, is he awake? What's he thinking? Did that work this morning? Hey, I got to ask you about your conversation with John Burkett of Channel 6 last night. I was on the treadmill. You're a part of my afternoon routine as I try to lose this weight. And, man, this is not clearing up with the Inspector General's report and the parole board. It seems to be getting messier. And John acknowledges that, I think.
Yeah, it absolutely is getting messier. And I think that we're hearing some people. I mean, I even heard Gary this morning refer to that 13-page report as the draft. Well, there's no indication it's a draft other than a comment from the Inspector General, who's in the middle of this whole mess. So the Inspector General swore out an affidavit that said he did not provide that to the governor. So it's political cover for Governor Northam. But it is a mess any way you slice it. It calls out actions that were not just inappropriate, but illegal. It called for criminal prosecution in the matter, and originally was 13 pages long, according to John, and is now 6 pages. This is far, far from over. And there are so many people that are not in a position to investigate. Ralph Northam did say he wanted an outside investigation. Well, the question becomes, who do you mean by outside? You know, are you going to call for the state police Bureau of Criminal Investigation? That would be wonderful, except for the fact the state police answer to Brian Moran, the Secretary of Public Safety, who's up to his own eyeballs in this because the whole thing was addressed to him in the first place. So it is a mess. And I have said from the very beginning, really, the only entity that could step in here with any shred of impartiality and integrity would be the Department of Justice on the federal level.
Yeah. To your point, you know, when we were talking the other day, and I appreciate the fact that Brian Moran comes on, the Secretary of Public Safety comes on every Friday and talk, you know, we don't have any rules. He lets me ask whatever questions I want to ask. There's no preset restrictions on that. So I'm appreciative of that circumstance. But, you know, you and a couple of other people emailed me and said, you need to be very lawyerly in your discussion with Brian Moran and make sure that what he's saying isn't kind of carving out some escape routes here. And it was interesting that Todd Gilbert, who's served with Brian Moran in the House of Delegates, said, you know, look, if Brian says he didn't see it, then I'll accept him at his word for that. But, you know, at some point when it comes to the governor saying I didn't get it, or the Inspector General saying I didn't give it to the governor, I hate to be a jerk about it, but okay, you didn't give it to Ralph Northam. Did you give it to his chief of staff? There are a lot of levels of staffing before you get to His Royal Excellency, you know, Ralph Northam himself. And I really think we've got to get a handle on that. Where did this quote-unquote draft go, especially since the draft is the document that actually included the allegations of illegality or the findings of illegality, the findings of rule breaking.
Right. So. Right. And this is one of the points of discussion, John. As you rightly point out, the inspector general can say, I didn't give it to Ralph Northam. Fair enough. Brian Moran can say, I didn't see it. All right. Were you briefed on it? Because it's an entirely different term. In common parlance, would probably mean essentially the same thing, but it's a little bit like listening to Bill Clinton say, it depends what the meaning of is. These are attorneys who stock and trade are dealing with words and the exact meaning of words in a legal context. Brian Moran told you, I didn't direct anybody to change anything. Okay, I'll accept him when he says that. But was there a discussion that said, we might be able to amend this or present this in a different way? Mm-hmm. And I also find it interesting that the vice chair of the parole board just yesterday was moved into a judgeship.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, the second member of the parole board to not just jump ship, but be provided with a golden parachute to get out of the way. And the whole thing is just messy and nasty. And frankly, there are so many people in news operations who might as well be working in the PR division for the inspector general or the governor, because they're just reading the press release for them. And John Burkett from CBS6 is really the only guy willing to dig and do actual investigative journalism and reporting on this.
Yeah. You don't want to call people liars, but I think if you're a reporter, having been one for a decade prior to to working on the other side as a PR guy, I know both sides pretty well. You got to take everything with some skepticism. You know, you don't go and harass everybody and say, well, I'm going to assume you're lying to me, but you got to look at this and second guess it. And that point that you make about the vice chair becoming a judge, is there nothing that will disqualify somebody from advancement in Virginia right now as long as they're a Democrat? I mean, I would think that this would be so messy that you'd have to have that conversation like, look, I don't know if you had anything to do with this, but we just can't do this now. You're not going to be a judge anytime soon because this is the optics of it look really bad.
You would think so. You would hope so. But this is the other part of it that I'd like to be clear on. There's certainly nobody who has spent any time with me who says, I think Jeff is secretly a liberal Democrat. I got it. I'm a conservative and I am a Republican, but this ought not be a political issue. This is about how the family of crime victims are being treated. And in this particular case, the family of Michael Patrick Connors, a 23-year-old young man who laid down his life trying to protect the people of Richmond. And even once again, I have to call out our own news folks who have consistently used the name of his killer, but in news reports have said killed a Richmond police officer. And the other day I said, you got to say his name. You know,
he's a real person.
Exactly.
Yeah. In a larger sense, this is about how all of us deal with this going forward. Do we want the parole board to be releasing the worst kind of killers into our midst? I mean, I had somebody say, why are you guys so obsessed with this? And I'm thinking, is it not obvious? A, you're right about the police officer who's killed and about what society we live in. So,
that's right.
Hey, Jeff, I appreciate you waking up early for us this morning.
Well, John, as you know, now that I've been talking to you, I'm updating my will because I'm not feeling all that well chatted with you, having been in Orlando.
I didn't mean to be so negative about it. Yeah.
Talk about a ray of sunshine first thing in the morning.
I got to work on that. but it was really stressing me out last night. You know, you get in your own head and it just starts to take you down. But I'm sure I'm COVID-free. Everything will be great. Jeff Katz, the host of our afternoon show from 3 to 6, and my good friend, thank you. I'll talk to you again later this afternoon.
You'll talk to me in 14 days. Yes, sir.